Let us return again to this exploration of the true nature of our experience, paying particular attention this time to the world. All we know of the world is through perception. And by perception, we mean smells, sounds, tastes, textures, and sights. Check, first of all, in your experience to see if we have any other knowledge of a world other than through perception. Have we ever experienced, or could we ever experience, a world that was outside perception? So see, first of all, that what we call the world, the outside world, is in fact only our perception of the world. We do not know a world outside perception. In other words, we do not know an outside world. So let us, to be sure of this, let us explore it in more detail, taking our perceptions. Start first of all with the faint, lingering smell of incense. And ask yourself, is it possible to separate the smell from smelling? Are these two experiences, one, the smell, the incense out there, and two, smelling in here? Or are they two words for one and the same experience? Can they be separated? If you are in any doubt, play devil's advocate with yourself and try to separate them. See what experience we have of a smell without smelling. or smelling without a smell. See, in fact, that smelling and the smell are one. And now ask yourself, how close is smelling to myself? Is it close, intimate, one with myself? Or is it at some distance? Again, if there is any doubt, play devil's advocate with yourself and ask yourself, how much distance is there between myself, this consciousness that I am, and smelling? See clearly that there is no distance between these two, between these apparent two. The mind says the smell is out there, at a distance from myself, made out of something other than myself. But experience says the smell of incense is made only of smelling, and smelling is made only of myself. There are not two substances there. Just one substance, myself, consciousness. Now take the sound of the birds. How far is the sound from hearing? And how far is hearing from myself? Thinking says the sound is out there, distant, made out of something other than myself, known by something in here, an entity located in the head. But experience says there is just hearing, and hearing is made out of myself, presence. thinking says there are two things. One, the sound out there, the heard, and two, the hearer in here. But experience says there is just one, hearing. And this hearing is, as it were, a modulation of what I am, consciousness. We will pass over tasting to be explored at mealtimes and come to the sense of touch, in which the apparent solidity and outsideness of the world begins to become more substantial. So go now to the experience of touch, where you are touching what we call the world. For instance, the sensation of your feet on the floor. If our eyes are closed, is there any other knowledge of this experience apart from touching, sensing? How far is this sensation from sensing? Is there a cold, dead, inert, distant sensation that is independent of sensing? Is there a sensation outside sensing? Stay with the sensation that we call the floor. Is there anything there other than sensing? And how close is sensing to yourself? Is there some distance there? Some otherness there? Or are they so close, so intimate, as to be only one? I, consciousness, taking the shape of sensing. the mind says. There is a flaw out there, independent from myself. In fact, thinking goes even further than this. It says, in this sensation, there are two objects present. One, a foot, and two, a floor. Are there two objects present in this sensation, or is it one sensation? There are not two experiences there, a floor and a foot. There is just one sensation. The mind imagines two objects there. One, the floor, not me. Two, the foot, me. But it is only one sensation. This distinction between the foot and the floor is entirely abstract and conceptual. But we can go further. What is this one sensation made of? How far is it from sensing? And how far is sensing from ourself? Only one substance, consciousness. Taking the shape of sensing and seeming to become a foot, a floor, or a world, but never in fact being anything other than itself. And finally, we come to the last form in which the outside world seems to appear, and the form in which its outsideness and otherness is at its most persuasive: visual perception, seeing. So open your eyes slightly and allow whatever it is simply to appear in front of you. Ask yourself, how far is this object, this apparent object, the white of the carpet, the green of the fields, whatever it is, how far is this seen object from seeing? Are there two experiences there? One, the seen. Two, seeing. Or are the seen and seeing two names for one single experience? As a seen object, The world seems to be at a distance, made out of something other than myself. But as seeing, it is close, intimate, made only of myself. Which is it? Is it distant, outside, other? Or is it close, intimate, one with myself? It cannot be both at the same time. Refer to experience, not to thinking. We may use thinking to formulate the results of this exploration, but refer only to experience itself for this exploration. The mind says there is a seen object, a seen world out there, and a separate seer in here behind the eyes. The mind says there are two things, the seen and the seer. But experience says there is only one, seeing, and that seeing is a modulation of myself. To make communication easier, let us just call smelling, hearing, tasting, touching, and seeing. Let's just call it perceiving. Thinking, sensing, perceiving. The mind, the body, and the world. Again, to make communication simple, let's just call these three, thinking, sensing, and perceiving, let's just call them experiencing. The mind says there is an experienced and an experiencer. Experience says there is only experiencing, only one. Advaita, not two. Only one. Love is the name we give to this experiential understanding. There are no others. There is nothing other than myself. This is what we know as love. And I is another name for this. Our entire experience consists of I, consciousness, modulating itself, as it were, in all the myriad forms of experience, but never being, knowing, or loving anything other than itself.